If you garden for any time at all, you'll soon see that your beds grow plants that you didn't put there. This week on Farm Your Yard, Carrie Hargrove from the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture explores how to manage weeds in the garden, even if those weeds hold a special place in your gardener's heart. This is Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
Daily life is comprised of a series of tasks that, depending on your natural outlook on life, could be considered tedious or rewarding. For example, say you love to bake, and making a cheesecake for your loved ones is your definition of a good time. Well, firstly, you are a wonderful person for sharing your love of baking, but you know that making the cheesecake is more than just slicing and serving. Baking a cheesecake involves lots of dirty dishes, which means there's lots of kitchen cleanup. But the cleanup is worth the reward. In short, enjoying homemade baked goods require a little behind-the-scenes dirty work. The analogy can be extended to gardening. If you want homegrown carrots, well, then you gotta get down on your hands and knees and pull some weeds. As one person told me early in my gardening hobby, you've just gotta suck it up and love it. And while it's true that on one hand, getting a sunburn on my back because I've been bending over weeding my garden for the last hour isn't akin to eating a cheesecake, it does have its rewards in the form of a tidy, well-maintained garden that actually produces food. Hi, my name is Carrie Hargrove. You are listening to Farm Your Yard, and today I'm going to give you a weeding pep talk. Firstly, let's chat about prevention real quick. I cannot stress enough that using a thick layer of straw mulch is immensely beneficial to your garden. And within this context, it also helps you because it smothers lots of weeds. So it makes the task of weeding that much easier. So first things first, get some straw, cardboard, or other biodegradable weed barrier for your garden. Lately, it's been kind of dry, so it's been hard to weed efficiently. In dry times, I am a fan of watering infrequently, but very deeply for many reasons, but that's for a different episode. At any rate, even though I watered my garden a couple of times in early June, I never timed it right to weed my garden immediately after. Which, if I were thinking, I would have because it makes eradicating the weeds so much easier. And my garden was starting to look a little bit shabby. On Sunday, though, after Saturday night's storm, I got some good, fulfilling weeding in. Hand weeding a garden after it rains is a good idea for a couple of reasons. Firstly, when it rains after a dry spell, all plants will explode with growth, weeds even more so than your vegetable plants. So pulling them out right away saves you some extra labor in the future. Also, if you have a garden that is small enough to weed by hand, waiting until the soil is damp helps you pull the weeds out by its root system. Getting the root is actually the important part of weeding, because if you just ripped the above ground portion of the weed out, you don't actually kill the plant. The root will just re-sprout and the weed will remain there. There's a lot of hand weeding tools out there to help pry the roots out of the soil without disturbing the ground too much, but for the most part, I just prefer to use my hands. When I weed my garden, I have a whole system that I adhere to make the task the most pleasurable it can be. My tools for the task are a 5-gallon bucket, my smartphone with a podcast or Pandora playing, and usually an adult beverage. And also my hands, of course. When I pull out a weed, there is a whole mental flow chart that's triggered based on weed categories and whether they go in the bucket or not. The first category of garden weeds is the pernicious perennials. Those are the weeds that I just have to live with. I will never be able to kill them. I just have to keep them in check. In my garden, bindweed and Bermuda grass fall into this category. They test your willpower, I tell you. Bindweed and Bermuda grass go into the bucket because they will re-root if I pull them out and toss them on the ground. The second category of garden weeds are the weeds with mature seeds. This category includes any and all weeds that have rounded the flowering stage and are now developing seeds that are liable to drop and spread in my garden. I have honeybees, and I'm a general admirer of all pollinators, so I usually let weeds flower in my garden just for the sake of those important animals, which means I have to be on top of it once the weed seeds start to develop. The weeds with mature seed get put in the bucket as well, because I want to get those seeds out of my garden. The third category of weeds are the annual weeds. In my garden, these include dead nettle, henbit, chickweed, wheat, which is from the straw that I use in my garden, and a whole lot of other things that I don't know the name for. On a warm, sunny day like Sunday, I pulled out all of the weeds in this third category and just tossed them back on the ground to decompose. The warm afternoon dried them out and killed them, so I'm not worried about them rerooting. And those weeds just will become another source of organic matter that break down into the soil to feed the bacteria and other tiny creatures living in the soil. The only time I would not simply toss these weeds back onto the ground is if they had mature seed, as I already explained, or if it looks like cool, damp weather is in the forecast. Abundant rain and pleasant temperatures will keep the weeds alive long enough to reroot. Thereby, you are essentially just transplanting a weed from one place to another. This happens a lot in the spring, but not so much in the summer, so I don't have to worry about that right now. The fourth and final category of garden weeds are the perennial weeds that I just can't bear to pull out, or the ones I just can't pull all of them out. These include things like the honey vine milkweed, violets, and dandelions. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a sucker for pollinators, other insects, and soil microbial communities. The quote-unquote weeds in this category, if I keep them in check at least, provide important ecological functions for my invertebrate pals, like an important food source for monarch caterpillars, as is the case with the milkweed. Dandelions provide an early source of nectar for honeybees, and violets are a great ground cover when I run out of mulch. They help keep the soil damp and cool on these hot summer days. I am a proponent of a holistic garden that draws life to it. I want my garden to be a source of sustenance for the other life forms that are necessary for food production. Food is not produced in a sterile environment, at least not in my backyard. So I want to make sure that the life forms that are important to my vegetable plants are also looked after, which is why I keep these quote-unquote weeds around. Obviously, I hand weed my garden. Spraying herbicides is a way you could go about weed maintenance, but I personally prefer the mechanical eradication of weeds over the poisoning of them. I prefer to come home from work, go visit my garden, and pull a few handfuls of weeds out almost every day. That way, it never feels like work, I'm saving money by not buying herbicides, and I keep tabs on what is going on in my garden, which is the key of being a good gardener: frequent visits and close attention. I think I keep up with the weeds in my garden, but I wouldn't be surprised if someone walked into my garden and deemed it weedy. Joel Salatin, an outspoken supporter of the local food movement, has a quote that I garden by, which goes, "Good enough is perfect." As long as all of my vegetable plants can see the light of day because the weed pressure isn't too strong, I consider that good enough, and my weeding is done. So after work this week, pour yourself some wine, stream an episode of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and hit your garden, and know that I am in my garden doing the same. For KBIA and the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, I'm Carrie Hargrove. Thanks for listening to Farm Your Yard. For more information about CCUA, visit our website, which is columbiaurbanag.org, or our Facebook page, where we have lots of timely garden tips. Enjoy this time of the season, because June is a beautiful month in the gardening calendar. So, as always, happy gardening.